Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Act, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 67 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Happening on Capitol Hill right now, confirmation hearings for Dr. Oz. Dr. Mehmet Oz was a well-respected heart surgeon, then became a TV celebrity. He has been nominated to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which provides health insurance for more than 150 million Americans. The Senate getting ready to vote today on the continuing budget resolution, a temporary spending plan that keeps the federal government open until the end of September. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he'll vote yes, and today explained his reasons why.
As bad as the CR is, I believe allowing Donald Trump to take even much more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option.
A federal judge has ordered government agencies to reinstate thousands of federal workers who've been fired by Elon Musk's Doge. The Department of the Trump administration, however, says it's moving ahead with even more layoffs. This is ABC News. If you haven't received a text message purportedly from your local toll road authority telling you you have an unpaid toll, just wait. ABC's Jim Ryan says it's probably coming.
Smishing is a scam perpetrated by text message.
The toll one is very rampant.
Steve Grobman of cybersecurity firm McAfee says scammers posing as your local toll authority will text you a toll bill and a link to pay it by credit card.
And then the scammers can take that credit card number and use it for other purchases.
The basic rule, the toll authority, your phone company, the internet provider you use, do not bill by text message. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Interpol, the International Police Agency, is now joined in the investigation for missing University of Pittsburgh student Shudidka Kanaki. She disappeared while on spring break with friends in the Dominican Republic. A 24-year-old man who was last seen with her is being questioned. He says they were near the beach when a giant wave hit them and that he passed out drunk shortly afterwards. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 67 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy, breezy, and unusually warm conditions for this time of year, with a high of 75, south-southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy with thunderstorms around 8 to midnight. Some could be severe with a low of 48. Southeast winds becoming southerly 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler. Scattered light rain showers are possible with a high of 56 and falling temperatures to near 40 later in the day. On Saturday, we can see winds gusts of 30 miles per hour with southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. In Richland Center, it's 67 degrees.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 67 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Richland County Executive and Finance Committee met last night to discuss and take action on a few items. The committee approved a short-term rental ordinance set to take effect January 1, 2026. The committee also approved a revision to the ethics ordinance to allow a committee to include individuals for a 3-year term to meet as needed. And a donation from the Simons Foundation. The complex recently received a donation from the foundation for 2 Vision treadmills at a cost of $10,605, 2 recumbent steppers at a cost of $10,140, and dumbbell hand weights at a cost of $800 for a total cost of $21,545. Michael Hardy, Simons Recreation Director, reported that in a short time, the complex has gained 600 new members. They are now seeing numbers equivalent to before COVID and the campus closing. Also, the new county website, which is under construction, was discussed. It has been moving slowly and is a work in progress. Steve Carroll requested it to be on the agenda with concerns that the board has not heard any information about the progress or plan. A bill with new laws to crack down on violent crime and child traffickers passed the Wisconsin Assembly yesterday. Representative Scott Krug and the Republican majority passed public safety legislation with the intent to protect children, keep violent re-offenders in jail, and keep communities safe. The new laws include the Canine Rigs Act, which increases penalties for causing bodily harm or killing police dogs. The parental notification if child is victim of alleged sexual misconduct at school. Law requires parents to be promptly notified if their child is a victim of sexual misconduct by a school employee. Life sentence for child trafficking legislation increases the penalty, allowing for a life sentence. And revoking parole for committing a crime applies to individuals granted parole, probation, or extended supervision. A judge would now be able to revoke those privileges if they commit a new crime. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a multi-state lawsuit to prevent the U.S. Education Department from being shut down. Democrat Call, along with 20 other attorneys general, are asking a federal judge to prevent President Trump and billionaire Elon Musk from shuttering the agency. Trump announced Tuesday that he would be firing 50% of the department, accusing its workers of not coming to the job. Call says he lives the lives and education of students should be preserved over tax breaks for billionaires. The AGs argue that Trump's order overrides Congress's control on the education department's budget. At the state capitol, lawmakers debate a Republican-authored bill to prohibit gender-affirming care for those under 18. Mosinee Republican Senator Corey Tomczyk co-authors the legislation and says he considers it child abuse when parents allow their children to begin hormone therapy, take puberty blockers, and begin to transition. Opponents of the bill say it would take away life-saving care for trans youth. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto any legislation he says would harm the state's LGBTQ youth. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is warning of measles risk ahead of spring break travel. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jasmine Zapata says getting kids vaccinated can help avoid an outbreak. Zapata says two doses of the MMR vaccine are considered 97% effective against measles. Only 85% of Wisconsin kindergartners received two doses during the 2023-24 school year, the third lowest rate in the country. A Wisconsin company has developed a soybean-based firefighting foam. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo tells us more.
Cross Plains Solutions is the company behind the soy-based firefighting foam. Dave Garley, Chief Technology Officer at Cross Plains, says its product is certified for Class A and B fires.
That's correct. Yep. NFPA, National Fire Prevention Association, is a governing body that sets standards for Class A and Class B foams.
Jason Wiley, the fire chief for the Rock Falls, Wisconsin Fire Department, says the soy firefighting foam is as easy to use as traditional foam.
On our truck, we got 1,000 gallons of water and we got a 20-gallon foam tank. And quite literally, when we need to use the foam, we just push a button on it. It comes out at a certain percentage that we sell in the truck, and away we go.
And Garley says farmers can also use the soy foam to fight combine fires. Because the firefighting foam is soy-based, it contains no PFAS chemicals.
UW Health and Blue Cross have extended an agreement. The extension on negotiations for the two organizations to reach a new long-term contract runs until July 1st. The current agreement was set to expire in April, but the extension allows Blue Cross Blue Shield Health Plan members to continue receiving coverage at UW Health and affiliated care locations until July 1st. UW Health had called an offer earlier this month from Blue Cross on FAIR. Blue Cross members with questions about the coverage can ask through the Sydney Health app or by calling the number on their ID card. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is conducting an officer-involved death investigation in the town of Blue Mounds that occurred March 2nd. At approximately 6:20 p.m., Iowa County Sheriff's Office Deputy Jeffrey Oakey, with 4.5 years law enforcement service, attempted to initiate a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 18 and 151 near mile marker 52 in Iowa County. The subject, Bo Austin Johnson, 28 years old, failed to stop, prompting a pursuit. Wisconsin State Patrol Trooper Brian Bowman, with 5.5 years law enforcement service, joined the pursuit shortly after it began and remained primary throughout. The pursuit ended when Johnson crashed near mile marker 65 in the town of Blue Mounds. EMS responded, and Bo Johnson was pronounced dead at the scene. No members of law enforcement or other members of the public were injured. DCI is leading this investigation and is assisted by a DCI crime response specialist, the Dane County Sheriff's Office, and the Mount Horeb Police Department. All involved law enforcement are fully cooperating with DCI during the investigation. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over the investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney's Office when the investigation concludes. It's 67 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1216. Ithaca FFA members are state finalists. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Collision ruin your day? No problem. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here to save the day. Get free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. Plus, we're giving you up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Don't wait. Head over to Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today for hassle-free repairs. Contact us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Looking for the perfect spot to satisfy your cravings? Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the area's go-to destination. Friday nights, it's all about the fish, featuring delicious shrimp. On Saturdays, treat yourself to mouthwatering prime rib and shrimp. During lunch, swing in for the soup and sandwich specials, or try the famous hash burger, a meal that hits the spot. Sundays, roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts, which are crafted daily. Turbo's Bar and Grill, more than just great food, it's a place for unforgettable times with family and friends. Once you visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite for food, friends, and fun.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
WRCO News Time is 12:18. Five Ithaca FFA members submitted applications for state FFA proficiency awards in their supervised agricultural experience and all received awards. Josie Lau and Maggie Kirshner earned a gold rating and are state finalists in equine science entrepreneurship. Annabeth Sprecher also earned a gold rating, is a state finalist, and was the sectional winner in swine placement. The girls are state top five finalists and will find out if their applications are the state winner in June at the state FFA convention. State winners advance to the national FFA competition. AAA is activating Tow to Go for the upcoming St. Patrick's Day weekend in hopes that party goers do not press their luck by driving impaired. Tow to Go is active from 6 tonight through 6 Tuesday morning. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, St. Patrick's Day is one of the deadliest holidays on U.S. roadways. In 2020, more than 11,000 people died in drunk driving crashes. Those deaths could have been avoided if the impaired drivers found a safe ride home instead of driving drunk. Totego offers a free ride to impaired drivers and their vehicles who do not have a safe alternative. AAA has provided the Totego program for more than 25 years. Since its inception, the Auto Club Group has successfully removed nearly 30,000 impaired drivers from the roadway. When someone calls Totego at 855-2-TOW-2-GO or 855-286-9246, AAA dispatches a tow truck to transport the would-be impaired driver and their vehicle to a safe location within a 10-mile radius. While the service is free for anyone, AAA asks that it be treated as a last resort. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff this Saturday in honor of firefighter and emergency medical responder Lori A. Bulks, who died in the line of duty on February 27th at the age of 56. A Wisconsin native, Lori served as a volunteer firefighter in EMR for over a decade, spending 10 years of service with the New Auburn Area Fire Department and the past year with the Warrens Area Fire Department. In addition to her service as a firefighter in EMR, Lori also worked as a veterinary assistant and vehicle detailer, and she enjoyed spending time with her grandchildren, crafting and bow hunting. The Ithaca Lions Club will host a pancake breakfast and silent auction Sunday from 7 to 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. The event is being held to benefit Craig Perkins, a kidney transplant recipient.
I received a living donor kidney on November 1st. It all moved really quick. It was like a 2-week heads up, like, hey, you're going to, you know, receive this kidney on this day. Surgery's already set up if you accept it. You know, so you got to kind of make a decision within like a few hours, because otherwise they're going to move down the list. And I said, yeah, I would definitely take that.
He says the 2 weeks leading up to the surgery were very nerve-wracking.
My biggest fear during that was illness. You know, like if you get a cold or, I mean, any illness pre-surgery, it will disqualify you, you know. So that was a very nerve-wracking 2 weeks.
Craig was in need of a new kidney following the diagnosis of an autoimmune disease which attacked his kidney. While the transplant is behind him, the treatment process is ongoing.
You know, they basically suppress it with you know, chemotherapy treatment in my situation, and it basically runs it down so far that it quits attacking your body, is my understanding of it. And, you know, I'll be doing the treatments on that for a couple more years just to, so it doesn't reoccur. That's something I have to deal with, you know, in the long term, that not looking forward to, but it's just something I got to do. I take probably, you know, 25 different pills a day for the rejection and not getting ill. And you definitely got to know what to take and not to take and be able to switch it up real quick, depending on your lab results, weekly labs and stuff like that.
The cost of the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast this Sunday from 7 to 12:30 is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and free for preschoolers. Proceeds will benefit Craig Perkins for medical expenses. If you would like to donate to the sale or auction, contact Julie Thompson at 507-458-5327 or Marge Brock at 608-604-7054. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson has announced the 13th annual 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run to be held at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in Viroqua on Saturday, April 5th. The Kids Fun Run is a quarter-mile run starting and ending at the Sheriff's Office. It is for children 11 and under and will begin at 9. Trophies will be awarded to the first-place winners for both male and female, and medals for the first, second, and third-place winners. All participants will receive an award ribbon. Immediately following the kids' fun run, the 5K run walk will start. Medals will be awarded to the top three place winners in each division for both male and female in each category. If you are interested in supporting the Vernon County Canine Unit, go to the Vernon County website to the Sheriff's Office tab, and then under the Canine Unit tab, you will see the registration form, which can be printed off and sent in. The pre-registration deadline is March 17th. That will ensure you get a 5K9 run walk t-shirt t-shirt and registration for $25. If you register after March 17th, the cost will be $30 and will not include a t-shirt. All proceeds will help benefit the canine unit, the new canine CODA and canine DAX for annual maintenance, training, and equipment costs. After the run, you are welcome to attend demonstrations from Canine DAX and Handler Deputy Mark Belisario and Canine CODA and Handler Brad Brueggemann. Serve Wisconsin is pleased to open nominations for the 2025 Governor's Service Awards. The Governor's Service Awards honor individuals and programs for their exceptional dedication to service through AmeriCorps, AmeriCorps Seniors, and other impactful volunteer initiatives. Additionally, the ceremony will recognize a Volunteer of the Year across multiple categories of volunteerism, highlighting the extraordinary value and contributions of volunteers to communities statewide. Nominations for the awards are due Monday, March 17th. The 2025 nomination form and information on past recipients is available on the Serve Wisconsin website at servewisconsin.wi.gov/governorservice awards. The black bear den survey season is winding down, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to submit any den locations they find across Wisconsin in order to help with ongoing black bear research. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey aims to generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each bear management zone and improve the accuracy of the population models used to manage them. Additionally, researchers are investigating a connection between consumption of human food sources and bear reproduction since diet can affect cub survival rates and litter sizes. After cubs are born, black bear dens get noisier. During this time of year, especially, people might hear unusual small sounds, such as squeaking, grunting, humming, or sucking, which usually means the cubs are nursing. After spotting a den, the public is encouraged to maintain a safe distance of approximately 30 yards and report the information to the DNR. Include in your notice GPS coordinates, a photo of the den, description of the site and surrounding area. Any information on bear activity near the site, including whether cubs were heard. To report a known black bear den, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form. It's 67 degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
When your vehicle needs service, Arneson Service and Repair is the place to call. With parts backed by a nationwide warranty, they handle it all. From automotive repairs and tire sales to light and heavy-duty towing, plus farm equipment repairs, including hydraulic hoses. Need welding or metal fabricating? They've got you covered there, too. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300. Arneson Service and Repair, Rural Hill Point.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights, feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
It is a sunny 67 degrees in Richland Center on this Friday, March 14th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary McMillan is survived by three children, Michelle Marie of the United Kingdom, Michael, Marty McMillan of Madison, and Mitchell and Holly McMillan of Laval. Two grandchildren, a sister, Barbara Clark of Arizona, niece and nephew, and numerous good friends. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Dorothy Baker include three children, Frank Baker, Carol and Rick Roll, and Leslie Baker. Seven grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, siblings, Dolores Hoskins, Danny Roberts, Donna Shep, and Dixie Drakenberg. Nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, March 22nd, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, March 22nd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. Chuck Lewis is survived by his wife, Carmen, five children, Michael and Renee Miller, Christopher Miller, Tara Miller, Vanessa Turner, and Amanda and Dale Larson, 17 grandchildren, a sister, Jean and Chuck Rogers, brothers-in-law, Roger and Virginia Bingham of Fond du Lac, Dennis and Cindy Bingham, and Thomas Bingham, all of Watertown. Sister-in-law, Terry and Dale Gruneberg of Oxford, along with other relatives and friends. Charles E., Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday, March 22nd at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at West Lawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home Saturday, March 22nd, from 11 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Bob Whelan is survived by his son, Randy and Vicki Whelan, three grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, a brother, Regis Whelan, five sisters, Joanne Bogran, Darlene Detay, Edna Schlieff, Linda Sloan, and Emily Misna. Also many and family friend, Tammy Harms. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died yesterday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time for sharing will be held Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assists the family with arrangements. Carrie Felton is survived by two daughters, Danielle and Alex Gratz, Julie Ann Turnipseed, and Joe Quinn. Companion, Lisa Wilson, a brother, LaVon, Spanky and Michelle Felton, a sister, Bobby Joe Felton Persinger, nieces and nephews, his former spouse, Kim Felton, aunts and uncles, other relatives, and many friends. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz, died yesterday at Schmidt Woodland Hills following a battle with cancer. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Gary Dobbs is survived by two sons, Anthony and Mary Dobbs, and Jonathan Dobbs, all of Richland Center. Four grandchildren, a brother, Steve and Kathy Dobbs, many nieces, nephews, and good friends. Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Herb and Dolores Thomas. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we certainly are looking at some unusually warm weather pushing into the region today out ahead of a powerful storm system centered down toward Kansas. That'll slide northeast and bring an arc of heavy showers and thunderstorms through the Midwest by this evening. They'll hit areas down into Iowa and Illinois first, and that's where the greater threat of severe weather is. But even around here, there's a level 2 slight risk this evening, so watch out for the possibility of some high winds and large hail. and some lightning as he's come on through. Rainfall totals could be upwards of a third inch or a little bit more. And then tomorrow, a few more scattered showers are possible. Colder air will start working in as well. There's even a chance of some snowflakes by tomorrow night. Otherwise, things will be dry and chilly on Sunday. Warmer temperatures building back in early next week. And it does look like another significant storm will roll through the region late Tuesday night and Wednesday, producing rain, possibly turning to snow on the back end of it later Wednesday. Right now, the heaviest snow accumulation is setting up from Minnesota through the northwest half of Wisconsin, but we'll certainly keep an eye on that in case the track shifts. And the forecast for the rest of today, partly cloudy, breezy, and quite warm for this time of the year with near record high temperatures in the mid-70s. South to southeast wind 10 to 20 and gusty. Breezy tonight with thunderstorms likely around 8 p.m. to midnight. Some could be severe. The low temperatures in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler tomorrow. Scattered light rain showers are possible. High about 56 degrees, falling to near 40 later in the day. On Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and chilly. Low 23 with a high of 41. For Monday, quite a bit of sunshine and much warmer as temperatures approach 60 in the afternoon. Tuesday, partly cloudy, high 64. A good chance of rain late Tuesday night. Wednesday, rain possibly turning to wintry mix or snow by evening. Breezy with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
It's currently a sunny 69 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 68, our low this morning was 46. Our highs so far today are current temperature of 69. The record high for this date was set in 2012 at 75 degrees. The record low, 3 below, was set in 1960. Last year's high was 54 with a low of 41. Sunset tonight will be at 7:06 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:14. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 11 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.59 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 69 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Pursuing solutions to the avian influenza problem today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has gotten the public's attention. Before the current bird flu outbreak, you could buy a dozen eggs at the grocery store for about a dollar. Today, the retail price is about five times that, and some grocers are limiting purchases so they don't run out. Mike West is chairman of the United Egg Producers.
Nobody wants high egg prices. Nobody wants empty egg shelves in the grocery stores. We want this problem to be over with, and I think if we work together, we can sure do that.
West is from California and testified at a recent U.S. House Agriculture Subcommittee hearing.
We have established an industry group that is really excited about meeting with the USDA and getting an action plan put in place.
West says that action plan would be based on USDA's recent announcement to invest $1 billion to address the situation.
We are pleased to see a very strong focus on vaccination. It's our position that between industry collaborating with the federal government and rolling our sleeves up and really talking, we can solve this problem and stamp out HPAI.
Other farm group representatives spoke at that Ag subcommittee hearing, and I'll have more on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Protecting the nation's food supply and say goodbye to BMR corn. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on the Minnesota Farm Network. First, many in the ag industry continue to express concern about how President Trump's use of tariffs will impact the farm economy. West Central Iowa farmer Fred Yoder says the trade tensions are creating uncertainty and volatility the industry cannot afford.
It makes me really nervous when we start putting tariffs on our favorite importers like Mexico and Canada. It makes me very nervous that those markets will go away.
John Bodie, president of the Corn Refiners Association, says tariffs can be used as leverage.
Where is this taking us? What is the end point? If the end point is to have fairer trade relationships, that's great. That's what we need.
But he tells Brownfield Rural America and agriculture are hurting. Yoder says farmers are nervous.
I hope it's just a tool to negotiate a better deal, but in the meantime, we have to survive. And it's not much fun right now being a farmer because we don't have the certainty that we need.
Some tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico have been delayed until April. A line of corn hybrids popular with U.S. dairy producers is being discontinued. In a statement to Brownfield, a Corteva spokesperson says the dairy industry is evolving and the company is focused on growing farmer demand for high-quality, high-tonnage silage hybrids. Corteva made the decisions to phase out Brown Midrib or BMR hybrids over multiple seasons. Duane Ducat from Deer Run Dairy in northeastern Wisconsin says he's curious how that will affect milk production.
We had good conventional digestibility at, you know, anywhere from the 63 to 68 NDF30. With BMR, we're looking probably 8 points higher in digestibility.
Ducat says the BMR corn silage has been an important part of feed rations.
Having that digestible forage makes good milk. I would say that we're looking at probably 4 pounds of milk before energy corrected. So it's been feeding very well for us, the BMR.
Corteva has not released what highly digestible varieties might replace the BMR lines for corn silage applications. Bipartisan legislation has been introduced in the House and Senate to protect the nation's food supply from foreign entities. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson tells Brownfield the Securing American Agriculture Act would reduce the country's reliance on markets like China.
China, when they could pull that trigger at any time and decide to not going to ship these key parts of our animal feed, some of the nutrients and things like that that go into our food supply. When I look at that, I think that there's a huge vulnerability for our country.
The Iowa Republican says losing access to key inputs could reduce productivity, increase food prices, and undermine food security. USDA says an unnamed buyer bought 220,000 tons of corn and 20,000 tons of U.S. soybean oil. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Cattlemen, get ready for the 7th Annual Red Fest, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year's sale features 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females, perfect for elevating your herd with the right genetics. Come early to view the cattle and don't miss lunch before the sale. Visit redfestsale.com today for more details and to view the sale catalog. Upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you at RedFest.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Direct cash cattle business is quiet and cash hogs have no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has remained pretty quiet. Bids have surfaced in all parts of cattle country, anywhere from $200 to $205 live and $320 to $322 stressed. Asking prices are at $204 plus live in the south and $235 plus stressed in the north. Look for significant trade volume to develop over the rest of the day. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 700 to 1,000 pounds were $6 to $8 higher. Heifers 650 to 1,000 pounds were unevenly steady, with a higher undertone on most animals. The USDA says demand was good with many large load lots in the day's offering. Medium and large one feeder steers 654 to 685 pounds brought $321 to $343. Feeder steers 908 to 944 pounds brought $266 to $278.85. Medium and large one feeder heifer 655 to 697 pounds brought $282 to $300.50. Boxed beef was lower at midday with light demand for light offerings. Choice down $1.82 at $317.87. Select was $1.15 lower at $306.32. The choice select spread is $11.55. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors started the week more aggressive in their procurement efforts and were moving numbers at higher prices. So this slowdown yesterday and today in market activity isn't a big surprise. Global demand for U.S. pork is a focal point as trade tensions are ongoing. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no comparison, but a base range of $85.50 to $94 and a weighted average of $89.70. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of $88.91. The Western Corn Belt, a weighted average of $88.77. And the Eastern Corn Belt had a weighted average of $90.67. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60 and were at $57 earlier in the week. And pork values were higher at midday, up $2.19 at $99.48. Butts, ribs, hams, bellies, loins, and picnics are all higher. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo Soybean Seed Treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Soybeans and cattle are higher, corn's lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans are up today, watching late development conditions in Argentina and harvest activity in Brazil. Soybean export demand's declining, but soybean oil export demand continues to be solid. Unknown destinations, about 20,000 tons this morning. May beans are up 5 3/4 at 10.16 and a half. July's 4 3/4 higher at 10.29 and 3/4. May soybean meal's down $1.20 at 305.90. May soybean oil's up 32 points at 41.60. Corn's down. About 10% of Argentina's crop is harvested, and second crop planting in Brazil is ahead of average. Unknown destinations did buy nearly 220,000 tons of old crop U.S. corn. May's down 7 at 458 and a quarter. July corn's 5 and a quarter lower at 467. And wheat's mixed. It continues to monitor the generally dry conditions in the southern U.S. plains, Black Sea region, and Eastern Europe. U.S. wheat prices are more competitive on the export market, but that's not really showing up today. May Chicago's down 5.5 at 557. May Kansas City's 1.5 lower at 586. May Minneapolis wheat's down 1.75 at 602. Live and feeder cattle are higher, watching the direct markets. Some light trades so far in Nebraska at 325 dress, $9 higher than a week ago. Otherwise, packer inquiry is improving in all of the major feeding areas. April live's up $1.07 at 203.12. June's 105 higher at 199.32. April feeder's up 82 at 280.80. And hogs are mixed on spread trade and questions about sustained demand. April lean is up 70 at 86.30. The May contract's a dime higher at 88.90. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up sharply, but it's still going to be one of the worst weeks in a couple of years. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hesterton with Tim Zach Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a snowy, rainy sale day. Large squares topped at $190 a ton and large rounds topped at $80 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Next online only auction ending March 19th at 6 p.m. Sale includes Honda 4-wheeler, wood engraver, tools, household, and much more. You can find that on our website at www.timzachauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hesterton. Have a great day.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
A crucial time for bees. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Spring is just around the corner, and as temperatures rise and flowers begin to bloom, bees become active, seeking out nectar and pollen to replenish their hives. While bees are foraging, they inadvertently transfer pollen from one flower to another, which is essential in the fertilization of plants and the production of fruits, vegetables, and nuts for some parts of the world. But not all pollination is the same. Some plants, like blueberries, have to be pollinated through buzz pollination. What's that? Brian Spiesman explains.
A lot of crops, like tomatoes, for example, keep their pollen really packed up nice and tight in the flowers, and it requires a very strong vibration from the bee, which is vibrating their wings and their muscles very quickly, and that releases the pollen and allows it to come out so that you can move from one flower to the other. Some bees are really good at this, like bumblebees are great for this.
One of the reasons bumblebees are the most effective buzz pollinators is because they can generate strong vibrations that are required for the process. Other pollinators, like hummingbirds or butterflies, typically don't use vibrations to collect pollen. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
The spring crop insurance application deadline for multi-peril crop insurance is March 15th. If you want to discuss options, call Dylan Lewis at Richards Insurance Agency at 608-585-2137. Don't miss out on revenue protection with partially subsidized crop insurance coverage serviced by Richards Insurance. Visit richardsinsure.com.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast from WRCO. COFM.
The news today, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services and delivery. Experience friendly caring service because your health is their priority. And you're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where it is 67 degrees at 1 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Senate set to vote on the House passed bill to extend funding the government through September. Democrats debated this week whether to oppose the bill, saying it does not offer protections for jobs or key programs like Medicaid. But now Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's backing the bill because a no vote would give President Trump and DOGE more power to carry out cuts if the government closes. GOP leader John Thune agreeing, but also blamed Democrats for needing the extension.
To be clear, Republicans aren't thrilled about another CR. But it is our best option to make sure that last year's failure by Democrats doesn't interfere with this year's appropriations process.
The shutdown deadline, midnight. The Education Department announcing over 50 universities are being investigated for alleged racial discrimination. It's all part of the president's campaign to end diversity and equity programs at higher education institutions. And if the skies were clear overhead, you got to see the lunar eclipse or blood moon overnight. This is ABC News. Alan Simpson, the former senator for Wyoming, has died at the age of 93. Simpson was a moderate Republican who was hawkish about government spending. Two branches of the military say they're seeing a rise in recruitment.
The Army and the Navy say they're on pace to exceed their annual recruiting targets. The Army's vice chief of staff told a congressional hearing the Army's already signed up close to 73% of its yearly goal of 61,000 recruits. The Navy says new contracted sailors increased by 4,000 compared to last year in the first quarter. Army and Navy leaders have not identified one specific cause, but both branches have introduced prep courses that could be boosting recruiting numbers. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A reality TV star has won the Iditarod race in Alaska. Jesse Holmes, who starred in Life Below Zero, completed the dog mushing race in 10 days, 14 hours, 55 minutes, and 41 seconds. Michelle Franz and ABC.